Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
The third volume of Srimadbhagavatam, which describes Srimati Radhika's form in its very essence. Because she's Prem Rup. Every part of her body is made of Prem. So that means moods. Hands are a mood, her arms are a mood, her breasts are a mood, hips are a mood, her hair, everything is mood. So what mood? And the Manjaris are the expansions of those limbs, those moods, very specifically. Baba was telling us that this stock is the most important of all of Raghunath Das Goswami's stocks. Premambhoj Marandakya Stavaraj. Mangal Charan?
Yeah.
Baba tells us we should always do Mangal Charan. And then mercy can flow through you.
Yeah.
You are instrument. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada Yasya prasada nagati kopi Ayams tuvams tasya yasastri sandhyam vande Karana Arvinda Jnana Timiranda Sya Yanuna Shalakaya Sakshulam Militam Jena Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Te Kopisha Kopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Te Kanchana Gorani Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sushi Devi Pranami Hari Priya Manchukapatru Vyascha Kripa Sundu Vyascha Patitaram Pavli Vyashvara Namo
Siddha Then problem will be the cutting.
Here in the front is one welder.
Huh?
Just in the front, this one will be cut. Bring the cut.
Keep on coming class to tomorrow. All Shaman Priya and you all come in class this coming.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you can do this.
Change three. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's Sri Stavavali from the Premambhoj Marandakya Stavaraj. And the name is Raj Stavraj, the king of Stav. Verses 2 and 3. Karunyamrita Vichibish, Taronyamrita Darya, Kalanyamrita Vanyadri, Shnapitam, Dapitandiram, Vipatta Vastra, Gudangi, Sundarya Kushina Chitam, Shamo Jvala Kasturi, Vichitra Kalevara. In the morning, her body is bathed with the waves of nectar of compassion. At noontime, she is bathed with a stream of the nectar of youth, and in the evening, with the floods of the nectar of elegance, lavanya, elegance. In this way, she makes Indira, or Lakshmi, Devi wilt. She conceals her limbs with the silken garment of bashfulness, anoints them with the vermilion of beauty, and pictures of brilliantly blackish musk. Again, verses 2 and 3. In the morning, her body is bathed with the waves of nectar of compassion.
What do you mean, bathed?
The waves of nectar of compassion.
Waves.
Waves
of.
Yeah, waves. Waves of nectar of compassion in the morning. She is bathed in this. At noontime, she's bathed with a stream of the nectar of youth. And in the evening, with floods of the nectar of elegance, lavanya. Lavanya means more than just elegance, although we see Srimati Radhika is so elegant. But it stems from her own inner glow, effulgence, and transcendental beauty, which gives her this elegance, lavanya, the Sanskrit term. This way, she makes Indira Devi wilt. She conceals her limbs with the silken garment of bashfulness, shyness, anoints them with the vermilion of beauty, and pictures of brilliantly blackish musk. Now, Baba's commentary will reveal what these things mean. As he comments in the first verse, Srila Raghavan Das Goswami, by his great compassion, is revealing the form of Radhika to us. And nothing awakens the Swarupa, her maidservant, except her form. She awakens our Swarupa. It is a kind of yuha expansion. And in this Stavraj, king of Stavras, Raghavan Das Goswami is presenting Radhika in her most sublime essence, as she truly is, and transcendentally, because you'll never be able to find anyone with such a description. She's not the girl next door. There's no one next to Radhika. No one can compare this verse. Stated that compared to her, Lakshmi Devi wilts. In other words, she feels as if she has no good quality, nothing transcendental about her. Cannot compare. Baba comments here. Now, Sri Raghunath Das begins to describe bathing, dressing, and ornamentation, Mahabhav Vigraha, Sri Radharani. But whenever you have Abhishek, Sri Radha Mohan, this verse applies. Because it's not milk and yogurt. Actually, externally, yes, all those five elements are there, ingredients. But a maidservant of Radhika is bathing her, filling her mind and heart with other moods and memories. This is the bathing, this is the dressing, this is the ornamentation. Srimati Radhika won't look at anything except Shams. She won't eat anything except his remnants. Everything she smells, sees, touches, thinks about is him. And so the maidservant is constantly presenting him to her. This is the bathing, this is the dress, this is the ornamentation. So it's very great to know exactly what it means and how her form is made of
it. Bathing and bathing, what is the difference?
Oh, well, same thing.
Bathing?
Same, to bath, to take a bath, to have a bath. In the adverb, it's bathing.
Bathing was maybe before taking a bath, massaging, putting oil.
All, yes, everything.
And giving the feeling of Krishna in massaging time.
And it's in the morning. So this bath in the morning means she has just returned from
meeting
at night in Kunjas in Vrindavan.
So that flavor is still there.
Yes, so she's compassionate. So compassionate.
And flavor is that, living in that flavor.
They will massage her with Narayan oil because it soothes bruises and painful muscles.
And giving the same massage feeling that Krishna is touching.
Yes. Manjari will massage her in such a way, just the way he touches her. She will think it's him. Then she sees maidservant and thinks, you massage me just like Shams.
And remove the clothes also.
Everything.
And then massage.
Yes. All Shams. Radhika's form.
And bathing, she painted Kamna. And it's a black water, a blue water. So she is embracing to the water. Bathing, that was the bathing.
Everything is Shyam.
Shyam embracing.
Radhika's form is Shyam Ras. The erotic
ornaments
love of Shyam.
Also like that.
Everything.
Ornaments is... Mandiris are telling this year, you are listening to Krishna Katha. So I will put some diamond ring. See the diamond. Diamond was highest, costliest. I like to put here. Like this. So see, Krishna is the diamond.
It's topmost.
Do it. All ornaments with the feelings to wearing Krishna. Krishna will want to touch your breast, so give that this thing.
Gavalya.
Your body and the breast importance will be more important, so it will be clear. Glamour, breath, and
attract attention, his attention. They give her the Gavalya necklace, which is named after the instruments that's used around the neck of a captured elephant. Yes, it's like a triangular shape. They have a necklace that's like a triangle. Comes to a triangle.
All ornaments, what is coming with the fittings of you. That one, you see that Indian lady put the half of this hip, this side, gold and a silver thing.
Yes.
After wearing sari. To create the importance of the Rajiv's hip, that your hip, he will attract when you will walk around. Krishna will be mad for you.
Yes.
In the ankle bells. All meaningful.
Yes. Everything is lila. Everything is lila.
And when Abhishek time, in evening time, to meet with Krishna and spirit, and she starts running, then this all full of ornaments becomes so heavy.
Yeah.
More than she's carrying full heavy ornaments to feel the Krishna. But when the time comes to meet with Krishna and she has to go, and she wants to run to be faster, then this becomes heavy. Then she starts throwing this. What is the feeling here? Anyway.
Eagerness.
No, the weight, one is weight. It's all heavy now. The bowl is Krishna meeting, then what is there? Used to keep it. The mind is fixed again to go there. And hold it to fix the mind in this. Thank you. And really, when she is going to meet with Krishna, what ornaments will do? Anyway, she has to throw this. It's a disturbance with meeting of Krishna. But same whole day, it was not disturbance, because this is the feeling she is living with.
Now it is fulfilled.
Yeah.
Purpose is served. So.
I hear Maharaj that Radhika has a morning different mood, afternoon young mood, and evening is the very
madan.
What do you say?
Mature.
What is the word?
Lavanya.
Lavanya.
Elegance.
Elegant. Yes. Elegant is different meaning.
Her erotic mood is complete.
Elegant.
Full.
Means very, very
confident and sure.
And very dynamic to do something.
Yes,
she's also.
She will control.
She is in mood to control something. She don't bother is raining or not raining. She don't bother is muddy road or not road.
Snake.
So arrogant. The snake is there. The
thorn.
Scorpio is there or not. Very arrogant. She want to run, she don't want to wait. This is the love. This is the sweetness. But the anxiousness is behind our meeting.
When the anurag becomes mahabhav. Previous verse described, this is what happens. The anurag, which is the erotic mood, reaches its peak and it goes into mahabhav and madan mahabhav. Only Radhika is here. And this verse, right, is for Raghunath Goswami, wants to take us there. We cannot go. But he taking, they can take us. The comfort. The movement of Ranga Mahaprabhu is to give us this association of those persons
give some
who can take us.
This is very baby God. Can you drink coffee, Maharaj? It will be cold.
This is lava. Now, Baba describes, Sri Raghunath Das begins to describe the bathing, dressing, ornamentation of Mahabhav Vigraha Sri Radharam. We are not able, as worldly people.
Sadhak, they are.
Yeah.
Worldly people mean
sadhak. Yeah. Mundane consciousness. We're not able, as worldly people, to conceive of anything beyond this world. Huh? We only see what is in front of us or what is below us. Anything above, we cannot see. So, want to know what is Ashtanga Yoga. So since we are not able, as worldly people, to conceive of anything beyond this world, while our bhajan. Great instruction here. While we do our bhajan, what does bhajan mean? Baba says, we think of Radharani as a beautiful, sweet young girl. Because to see these transcendental qualities, we cannot see. So we think of her as a beautiful, sweet young girl, which means we like her. We are attracted. We think she's so beautiful, so lovely, so sweet, so romantic, so ecstatic. This is where favorable mood. We cannot realize Lakshmi Devi falls away. She cannot see this. She cannot feel it. So what can we say? But still, by the grace of Guru Angaranga, we have a very favorable mood. Because they give us a very small sprinkle of a drop of their prema in our heart, which we call loba, transcendental greed. And that makes us attracted to her, interested in her, wanting to know more about her. Everything about her is interesting, astonishing. Of that. Though we may not realize anything, still, I want to hear about Radha. I only want to hear about Radha. Huh? This is their mercy. It's a very important thing we should not diminish. You say, oh, I am contaminated, I'm impure. Of course we are. We are Kali Yuga people, worldly people. You only see mundane things. But by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, we have a taste for something transcendental. And so, like a baby, we struggle to reach it, to attain. Asadhana, struggle to reach something which is out of reach. But Guru and Gauranga are bringing it close to us. Raghadas Goswami can bring Radhika as close as possible. As close as is possible to bring Radhika to us. He's bringing her. Because you're with him. When we're with him, we take shelter, the Mahajans. Then we come very close because we're right with her.
And Guru of Gauranga, why is telling? Because Guru is the Dasi of Radhika. And Gauranga is showing Radhika.
Yes.
If you have no this reason to see Dasi of Radhika and Gauranga is Radhika.
Yeah.
Then just will not believe that.
Sure.
Where is the place for Krishna here? If Gauranga is Krishna, then Guru will bring you to Krishna, then Radha will never, he will not reach to Radha. Guru is the Manjari of Radhika and Gauranga is Radha.
All the other avatars are Krishna only.
Yes.
Radhika, nothing.
All avatars is only Supreme Narayana of Krishna, maximum.
You don't see Lakshmi Narayan, that any avatar is a combination of Lakshmi Narayan. There's no avatar that is the combined form of Lakshmi Narayan.
It's only not possible to be in all avatars. But Mahaprabhu is the secondary.
Yes.
One part is Krishna.
Little part. Inside.
In between, like a cheese in two bread.
If you make a flame from a lighter, you make a flame, you see a little blue inside. Everything, the big part is gold. Inside blue. Mahaprabhu. So.
Yeah. This is the base. Sometimes we confuse to understand Chaitanya.
Yeah, very much.
Krishna, Krishna. Why Krishna is more important, so Krishna, Krishna. In the Western world, important is God is important. So they say Krishna because to understand you that he is the very important person.
Only Radhika can say why. This causeless mercy.
Yeah.
What is causeless mercy?
One time.
Because Krishna never gives causeless mercy.
One time. This causeless mercy comes. It comes in my heart, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Krishna is very calculative.
Yeah.
He says, you step one, I will step two.
Yes.
This is the calculated mercy.
As the soul surrenders unto me.
One place Baba is writing.
Yeah.
Calculated mercy. And Radhika is?
Causeless.
Without doing anything. She do the mercy. Krishna, you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to come in goodness. Get the His mercy. Yeah.
Out of millions of Gyanis, out of millions of these, one,
yes.
He says.
You have to know the Shastra to understand Krishna.
Yeah.
If you have no knowledge of the Shastra, you cannot believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And causeless mercy of Radhika is, unknowingly you start living in Vrindavan, you will start getting the causeless mercy. Do nothing, do your business here and stay here. Whole life I do nothing. Honestly.
That's the perfection.
That's only perfection. Living in Vrindavan. After some time.
What is action and what is inaction? Bhagavad Gita.
All they come and tell to me, teach to me. Others are coming and teaching me. And I love. I never open any book and to read for that. This is Vrindavan. Causeless mercy.
Because Dham is like mother. Dham is mother.
You live with your family. All Brajavasis, what they do? They will not wash their hand. They eat and they and they are clean.
Yeah.
I see Brajavasis. Go and check Maharaj. They're not clean to wash their hand there. Not. But they have causeless mercy.
Sanatana Goswami was shocked when he saw how they behave. I have to take a bath.
Yeah, do it.
You don't even wash the pots. You just cook again. They're praying.
Different way, but if they are, if they have a two-piece roti and you come that moment, they will give you first, then they will cook for themselves.
Yes.
Their mercy is good. They will say, wait, wait, I'm eating, then I will talk with you, not like that. They will give their own plate. They don't know what to eat now. They will prepare themselves for themselves, then they will eat. Then this is the God, this is the God.
Shivara Swarupoi Krishna Nitya Das. Always serving.
Always serving. I mean, what one coffee is like. Anyone want to drink, drink. It's little milk. Vrindavan is a causeless mercy of Radhika. You can breathe any place, any moment. All the time.
And this is our great boon.
Yes.
That there's such causeless mercy.
Automatic. What you cannot do before, it will start happening like anything.
Otherwise we have no hope.
Yeah. Today in life he has called to me from Sonia. He said, I give one harmonium to someone. And I'm thinking, today is my evening program, how harmonium will come, I have to go to pick it up. The person who has the harmonium, he is calling to her and say, I am bringing your harmonium because today you are evening day. I make it very nice. So, she say, I call you to say, this is the causeless mercy. I think, and by the grace of Radhika, he is calling me, that I am going to bring God more. Every second, every moment we can feel it.
Because she sees that what you want brings her to Shyam. She thinks, what you want brings me closer to Shyam. So it must happen. Automatically, right? Thank you. Now you feel all Swamini pleased.
Great. Not calculated like. Undergraduate. No. Undergraduate.
So we are not able, as worldly people, to conceive of anything beyond this world. So while we do our bhajan, we think of Radharani as a beautiful, sweet young girl. By introducing her as the embodiment of ecstatic love, Sripad Raghunath warns us not to think of Radharani's bathing, dressing, and ornamentation as we think of the bathing and dressing of an ordinary girl of flesh and blood. Not the same. Because then we, this is not Radha.
Because we are not in our sarup. Because we are in the flesh, we will see the flesh.
Only, yes.
When we are in sarup, we will feel the sarup.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Narayan Maharaj said, if you want to be in Raga Bhakti, you have to come in your sarup to see Gurudev sarup. That
yes.
Is Raga Bhakti. Not in sarup.
No. How to understand Radha?
Mm-hmm.
How to understand Radha? Baba says next, we should understand Mahabhav Mai Radha by being absorbed in Bhav. By her grace, by her causeless mercy, moods come. And being absorbed in that mood, not running from it, but by her grace being absorbed in the mood, we understand her. Otherwise, she can only be understood if she makes herself known, if she makes herself understood. She has to present herself, give herself, show herself in your heart, in your bhajan. Then you know her. Otherwise, you have no capacity to know her. She cannot be known. Krishna doesn't know her. He wonders, what is this? He comes with Mahaprabhu to try and understand. After 18 years in Gambhira, Mahaprabhu said, I did not understand anything. I could not understand Radhika. Even Radhika doesn't understand Radhika, in other words. She also, she says, I do not know what will happen. In Prem Samput, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur tells Krishna, who's disguised as a goddess, you cannot understand how I feel about him as a Brahmani, a goddess. You have to stay with me, forget that you are a goddess. Become my friend. And then, after some time, you will understand how I feel about him. Radharani herself is telling Krishna, disguised as a goddess, the process of coming to her. You just have to be with her. Which means she has to present herself, bring us close to her, keep us close to her. In the Dham, you can't get closer than this. And because we are there, there's a chance. Srila Rupa Goswami was sitting on the banks of Radhakund, because Radharani in his heart called him, come to Radha, be with me here. And he went there because she called him. And many days went by. He had no Leela, no bhajan, no service. And he became depressed, desperate. He didn't do anything anymore. He stopped eating. He used to go every day to the local Brajbasis' houses and beg madukar, whatever food they could. But he didn't do anymore. One local girl who was the daughter of one family, that he used to see her every day because the family would send her with the donation. And he saw her and come to him. She said, Baba, why you don't come to our house anymore? Our mother is worried that you are sick or something. He said, oh, Lali, I cannot do anything. I've been here many days. Swamini brought me here to Radhakum. But there's no Leela, no bhajan, no smaran, no seva to her. Why did she bring me here? I think she has forgotten me. Maybe she doesn't know I'm here still. He said like this. And the girl said to him, she brought you here. This is her mercy. She is keeping you close. She knows you're here. Out of love and affection, out of compassion, she brought you here. The Radharani, in the form of this girl, told Rupa Goswami, I know who you are, where you are, and why you're here. I'm here. I will call you. So this is an example for us, that we are here, and perhaps we're not being called to perform any seva. Probably because we're not capable of performing any seva. We're not fit. But still she loves us and keeps us close. She has given her mercy.
Maharaj, I see even seva. Means what you do by thinking that I'm doing a bar, it becomes seva.
Yeah.
It's not only somebody who seva in the temple is seva and his mind is out, not feeling this. It's not in seva.
Yeah.
You do even the painting of the doors or anything, and you feel this is all for my family, it will be seva.
Yes.
And maybe Pujari in the temple, he has no feeling of that. He is feeling outside. But he is doing only for his rituals. The ritual, not seva.
Yeah, it's
vidhi. Raga Bhakti, in any circumstances, which circumstances is possible to you, is a seva. I do this to how to live in your place. That I can earn here and I can survive here and I can live in your place.
Yes. Every breath. Rath Yatra in a few days. And I always remember when we used to go to Puri that it's told, no one offers anything to Jagannath. Even the priests in the temple do not offer anything to him. They put it in front of him. No mantras. In Puri, the pujaris, the Brahmins, they put the plates 56 times a day. They put in front of him, no mantra. And while that's sitting there for a few minutes, they're cooking again. And in all the people's houses, all throughout Puri, no one offers anything to any deity because everything they do is in the service of Jagannath in Puri. Everything. whatever they're cooking in their houses, Jagannath Prasad. And Lord Jagannath himself, he tells, they are all my associates. They're with me. I always remember how this is their mood. They're never separate from him. Now we have to make an offering because we were not with him and now we're with him. No, they're always with him. Always. This is Rag. Rag, constantly with him. They're not offering, they cook and it's just Jagannath Prasad. You're in Puri, no? Because I asked local people, what do you think? And they say, well, just in Jagannath's place. Like a Brajbasi, this is Braj. This is not Mathura or not Dwarka. You know, if we were in Dwarka, we would think, oh, we have to go back to Braj to offer. But we're in Braj. So the Rag Bhakti means there's no disconnect. No disconnect ever. So all you have to do is proper offering. Of course. But the fact is that if it doesn't happen in the heart first, no mantra will complete that. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, you offer me a leaf, a fruit, a flower, or water with love and devotion, then I accept it. So love and devotion doesn't come automatically in a mantra. You'll sprinkle some mantra on there and now it's got love and devotion because of the mantra. No. Love and devotion comes from the person who might remember the mantra. Rajbhasis don't know mantras. Not many. All they know is, ha, hey, Kanai, hey, Radhe, hey, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Everyone knows Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. They're offering themselves every moment. Radhe, 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 Radhe. If you go to Puri, everyone says, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. Hey, Jagannath, hey, Jagannath. Like here they say, Radhe, Radhe. They're Jagannath, Jagannath, hey, Jagannath. Even they don't even say Jagannath, but you know they're Jagannath Bhakti. Even Lord Jagannath told Ramanujacharya who tried to correct them because they didn't do any proper offerings in the Jagannath temple. He woke up the next morning in South India and Lord Jagannath said, this is in Chaitanya Bhagavad, you'll see this quote, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions this there, that Yamaraj cannot touch anybody in Jagannath Puri. Puri Basi will go to hell. They're only with Jagannath. So I will correct them. If they eat fish, I see vegetarian prasad. They can speak foul words and I hear a Hari Katha. Because they're my people. They're my people. Rajbasis can be rough. So Prabhupada Saraswati Pad tells in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, they will steal all your money and your wife. Hey, 400 and some years ago, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati is telling, a Brajbasi will steal all your money and your wife. Yeah? But they're Krishna's people. That's why Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, if a person performs abominable activities, but they are rightly situated with me in their heart, I say, they are a sadhu. And if you disagree, then you have a problem with me. You are not sadhu. Huh? Why he said, a person can perform abominable activities? Because they do. That's not the question. That's all in mundane material things. It doesn't mean much. This is how Krishna sees. So Lord Jagannath sees how they curse, eat fish, smoke beedi, and he sees that they're my they're the residents of the kingdom, and the Rajbasis are the residents, the subjects of the king. They're none of Maharaj's people, so they are what they are. Very different mood, but I'm just giving example of mercy.
One is the backbone tablet.
Exactly, yeah.
The Jagannath place is Narayan place.
Like Dwarka.
So once who comes to the Naran, they become like the Naran.
But you see, even though that's true, still they're protected. They're his people. A Braj Vasudeva is sweeter.
Braj Vasudeva is sweeter because they are Dasi of Radhika.
Yes. Her touch.
I am Dasi. And my dear is that even the Krishna, they know things for because of
right next, Baba says, without having Bhava, one cannot worship the embodiment of Mahabhava.
Yeah.
So she has to get her mood.
How coming from Radhika?
And then you can worship Mahabhava, Saropini.
And Krishna cannot give Bhava, he can beggar of Bhava.
Yeah. Beggar of prayer.
What? Huh? You can keep after faith there. Call him. Keep it there. Come after some time and matter. Cover it. Say to him, go and say one day. When you bring, keep it there.
Without having Bhava, one cannot worship the embodiment of Mahabhava. The practicing devotees should always remember that just as Sri Krishna is the human-like form of Brahma, which means that although he has a human-like form, this form consists of Satchit Ananda, pure spirit, not of the five material elements that make up our human form. Similarly, Sri Radha's form consists of nothing but Mahabhava, inside and outside. Although she appears in the form of a girl, therefore we must always remember while we meditate on Radharani's bathing, dressing, eating and ornamentation as an ordinary girl, but these are all activities of Bhava.
Yeah.
Because they don't happen otherwise. It is the fruit of Bhava.
The Bhava will come by meditating this. Meditating, this Bhava will come.
Because she will be attracted to you.
And Vilap Kusumanjali is very important book for Manjali Sarva.
Yes.
To fix in Manjali Sarva. Because there is this pastime how to create the Bhava.
Yes. He's teaching in Vilap Kusumanjali. Raghunath Das, the author of this book, and teaching how to do it.
And one more thing, Guru's Nishtha also coming in the Raghunath.
Oh, yeah.
How Guru's Nishtha is important, oneness with Guru is important. Rupa Goswami has a cut in the lips.
First verse.
First, Mana, praying of Rupa Goswami. Can't say to keep it there. Come after 1 hour. Six. Cut the leaves. subject. He is looking in the meditation and he is just diving. How he can come to you? You are just idle. How much oneness can you do that? Cancel the death. Looking to this material now. Why this come? It's not that the leap of Radhika. And finally got this cut of leap. And the Rupa Goswami leap is also cut. Krishna cut the leap of Radhika and it comes to Rupa Mandir. And he is looking that. Oneness with Gurudev is the inspiration to be more crystal in your swarup, to be always like a shadow. Das Goswami was oneness with his Gurudev in his sarup also.
Otherwise, he could not be associate of Mahaprabhu.
Great, great gift of Chaitanya. Never happened before and never happened after.
Yeah. Happy to change. Giving what no other avatar can give or has given. Because Radhika.
Yes, without unqualified. We want to live in my material body and senses, but she bring out, bring in and Mahaprabhu helps us how to come out from that avidya. Today morning, we are discussing that how to understand Guru. If I want to understand Rupa Goswami, how I will understand? He is writing about Avideha and about Sambandha and many type of Sambandha. All this not work together. How this will work together? So many he gives example, Sakya Bhav, Bhatsar Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, all Bhav he shows. What means what to do all at the same time or what? These all teachings are like this, Rupa Goswami. Vrindavan, Padavali and other places, every place he mentioned all.
Everything.
Everything.
Rastat.
No, no, he gave a in neutral position.
In neutral, yes.
Why? That what position of you, you practice only that one.
Not that we do everything.
No. And how to learn? With Pariyojan. And who is teacher of Pariyojan? Is Raghunath Das. So Vilap Goswami Anjali is the way of our Pariyojan.
No sadhya, no sadhan.
Sure, padhne ke liye upar rakhiye, aap sone ke liye upar rakhte hai, padhne ke liye niche rakhte hai, ulta hi hai.
Stop there for
now? No.
No? You have program, you said, this evening?
No program. I have no program.
Gotcha.
I have over the program. I have no program, no traveling. No working, nothing. Only I give some advice.
This is why I'm happy I have a chance to come.
I have many rooms I make, but what room you select is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Honest, not because I want to be.
Baba gave me kunj. So I have to stay there.
No. That is your headquarter. Branch will be here. And you will get the bed. Yeah. Bhaiya ko dekh ja. Mama bhi nahi khaya. Bhaiya ko upar de ja. Usko usse le ja upar. Le ja upar.
This commentary is so sweet. That's the first part. Shall we read some more about the bath?
Yeah?
In this second verse, Sri Raghunath Das introduces us to Sri Radharani's bath. This is her bath.
Yeah.
Baba says, beautiful girls bathe 3 times a day. In the morning, at noontime, and in the evening. Just to keep their bodies smooth and tender. There's always
fresh.
Putting fresh, yes.
For what? For meeting with lover.
Yeah, it would be fresh.
Right, I'm fresh.
Otherwise, not attractive.
To make herself attractive.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Because it's erotic mood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The morning bath must be taken in a river. Sri Radha, this is all very literal and symbolic. Literal in the sense that she will go into a river.
अरे नाश्ता बनाई से खा तो लो. तुम पर ही बैठते हैं अभी.
What is that river? In Radharasa Sudaniti, we hear about the river.
Flow.
Yes, Radhika's mood, flowing and flowing and flowing.
Oh. One flow is there. There is no other flow.
Yes.
Liver has a flow.
So morning bath must be taken. River.
One flow.
Sri Radha takes her morning bath in a nectar wave of compassion.
That is the wave.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami tells us, Bhara Dukkhasamo Yasta Karuna Sannigatyate. Compassion means not being able to tolerate another person's suffering. It's compassion. You cannot tolerate. You must help. She bathes in a nectar wave of compassion. Why? In the morning, in the river, this bath. Remember the lila of the night, and you know, when the divine couple separate, Shantalila, they go to their separate homes. Krishna is broken, he's weeping, his friend is taken. He can hardly walk. Radhika, she cannot tolerate this. She cannot tolerate it. In Lila, we, all the, everything is there, and the teachings are there in the Lila. Why Nardam Das Thakur tells us that the heart, the core of our bhajan is Lila Smarak, remembering the Lila. Familiar with that, so we can remember. And this is the Bhava Radha. These Leelas are her expression. The Leela is Radhika in action. We say love in action. Radha Krishna Leela is Radha in action. So we want to serve her. So what is happening? What is Radharani doing here? This Leela. Compassion means not being able to tolerate another person's suffering. These merciful feelings are called karunya. Karunya means that the heart melts when one sees the miserable condition of others. A person's heart can melt of compassion. Anyone. But Radharani is an ocean of boundless compassion, so that it causes even her body to melt. The morning time also symbolizes puberty, which is the morning of life, beginning. Just as a girl's body becomes smooth by taking a morning bath in a river, similarly, Srimati's body becomes smooth when her childlike naughtiness stops and her compassion arises during puberty. Kishori, coming into Kishori, 10 to 15, the age, coming into puberty. Compassion arises. Before this, in Paganda, no compassion. In their play. In Radharasa Sudanini, there's a verse in Baba's commentary he describes how the Manjari, very expertly, sees that Srimati Radhika in her mood is Paganda, just about to enter Kishori. And she will say things to Srimati Radharani about Shyam Sundar, or indirectly about Shyam Sundar, in such a way that causes Radharani's mood to increase, to mature, to Kishore. And then Radhika's form becomes Kishore, breasts, everything developing immediately, because her mood is shifting, so her form changes. Always bringing Shyam Sundar Kishore. Now, Krishna is called Yovin Kishore. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami describes Krishna as Yovana Kishore. Yovana means the age from 15 to 20, and Kishore is from 10 to 15. He's Yovana Kishore because he's 15 years, 9 months, and 7.5 days old. So already he's coming into yoga, the cusp. Horoscope, the cusp, overlapping. But his mood and his form have not become Yovan. Although by age he is Yovan. Many are expecting him in Dwarka. Yeah? That's why Narada comes to get him. You're Yovan, huh? You cannot play like this anymore. Narada Muni tells him, Bhagavatam, you have been playing like this for many years, but all this time has gone by, and he doesn't say it directly, but he's indicating, you are Yovan. You have to go. You have responsibilities. Why did you appear in this world? Don't you remember? Have you forgotten playing with Rajvasi all the time? You have forgotten? So Shukadeva Goswami says that he's Yovan Kishore. And even though this is there, and so Krishna will be developed to the full extent of Kishore. That's why the gopis, Radharani says, when she describes Shyam Sundar, she says he's utterly perfect, complete, in every way. Radhika is coming into puberty initially. Then compassion arises. She cannot tolerate the suffering of another person. So in Kishore, she's attracted to Shyam Sundar exclusively. So what is his suffering? By his erotic desires. And now she has, because of her compassion, she develops Mahabhava and Madan Mahabhava to remove his suffering.
Yeah.
And they do the morning bath. So new day, it says new day, morning, new day. Right? We say Nishanta Leela, begin the day, because the sun's coming up. New day. Her body is like this. She's bathing like this. The compassion of her life becomes a Christian. Separated. His feeling is separate from her. Yeah, she has compassion. Bathing in this. And the whole day is attempt after another attempt after another attempt to be with him. All day. All day. She goes in Nandaganga Kund, they meet her Radha Kund in midday, then in Vrindavan at night. Again and again and again, this compassion. This is the first bath. But it's not that that bath in the morning is forgotten. The next bath that we'll hear is added to it, because there's no loss or diminution. It's only increasing bliss. So to the bathing in compassion, then comes the second bath of her youth
That you, is Radha Kurna. Hmm? Afternoon bath.
Yeah, afternoon bath. All is connected in Lila. Everything in Lila. So, again, this last paragraph. Just as a girl's body becomes smooth by taking a morning bath in a river, because the water's cold, closes the pores. The oil is thickened, making smooth. If we're hot and we have oil on our skin, it can itch. Yes? Like in the summer, you can experience it. But you still need the oil, but it will irritate. But if it's cold, that's why we bathe in cold water all the time, then smooth.
That's when the oil helps, that no effect of the cold will come.
Exactly, because it's sealing, smooth.
Yes. Filling the pore, covering.
Yes.
And cold water to the pores of the...
Because the air goes right through. It's very scientific. Ayurveda comes from the heart of Radhika. All of this is true because this is her mood.
Vedas come from Radhika.
Actually, everything. Yeah.
Of the ankle belts of Radhika.
Yeah, all, yeah. And they're looking for her.
Yeah.
All these things are meant for us to contemplate, which means we question, what is this? Why? How? Can I experience this? Can I realize this? Can I know this? Not just information, but awakening a desire in the heart to realize, know, to serve her in this morning bath. Srimati takes her noontime bath in the nectar stream of youth. At noontime, tender young girls are too busy with their household duties to go take a bath in the river. So they bathe at home in water brought into the house by their maidservants. At noontime, Srimati bathes in a nectar stream of youthfulness. When she looks in a mirror after dressing and ornamenting herself, eager to meet Krishna and to unite with him, she sees her own sweetness in that mirror and wonders if her beauty, which manifests Tarunyamrit, which means the nectar of youth, is worthy to be enjoyed by Krishna or not. Am I beautiful enough for him? She wondered. The Sakis then show her Krishna, describing his qualities to her, showing him to her this way. Making moods of fresh youthfulness appear in Srimati's mind. In this way, Srimati's noontime bath is accomplished with a stream of nectarian youthfulness. In other words, just as the noon bath makes the body smooth and attractive, similarly, When the feelings of Nectarian youthfulness manifest themselves, the smoothness and attractiveness of Sri Radha's body is accomplished. Youthfulness, fresh youthfulness, always fresh, new. It has to increase. But she's thinking, am I beautiful enough for him? They describe him to her, and this increases her youthfulness. Her beauty is increasing because of hearing. In the evening, Srimati is bathed with a nectar flood of elegance, lavanya. Anyone who wants to find relief from the summer heat should bathe in a waterfall in the evening. Coldest water, right out of the mountain. Like ice. In Switzerland, we experienced that. Right? Water coming out of the mountains, ice cold. It's 35 degrees. And ice cold water. Baba makes us remember. Hence, the flood bath is mentioned. A waterfall, because there's so much water you can't possibly, that amount of water won't touch your body. It's too much water. Most of it will miss you. There's a flood. Srimati's evening bath is accomplished with a nectar stream of lavanya. What is lavanya? We say elegance, but more to that. Sri Rupa Goswami explains in Ujjani Mani. Just as luster emanates from pearls in waves of loveliness, where they glow. The glow of a pearl comes from within the pearl. Right? Luster emanates from pearls in waves of loveliness. Similarly, when waves of luster emanate from someone's every limb, it is called lavanya. Every limb of Radhika is like this, emanating such a glow.
Yeah.
In this stream of lavanya, Srimati takes her evening bath. Her evening bath is just as all the limbs are inundated when one bathes in a waterfall, similarly, when youth appears, previous bath, all of Srimati's limbs are inundated by waves of lavanya. From this description of her Tri Sandhya Snan, three baths in a day, morning, noon, and evening, that's why we say Sandhya. We can understand that Srimati's body, that is composed of Mahabhav, is the incessant root shelter of compassion, youthfulness, and elegance. She is its source. All compassion, all youthfulness, all elegance comes from her. She is the root source. Therefore, with her karunya, tarunya, lavanya, Srimati makes even the goddesses of Vaikuntha, Indira, much wilt.
Karunya.
Tarunya.
Karunya and
Lava.
This is the right word. Mercy.
Taro. Yes.
Mercy is also living in Karunya. Always youth like a gun. And Lavanya answers to Radhika's fulfilling desire from all his earth poor to make happy people.
Radharani is the aggregate of all goddesses of fortune. Sarva Sundariya Kanti Vashoye Yahate Sarva Lakshmi Ganera Shabahoy Yahahoy Chaitanya Charitamrita. All beauty and luster rests in her. The beauty of all the goddesses of fortune comes from her. Karunamrita Dharaya Snan Pradhan. Karunamrita Dharaya Snan Madhyan. Lavamrita Dharaya Tad Upadhi Snan. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Karunamrita Lava Bangla.
Karunamrita Dharaya Snan Pratam. Tarunyamrita.
Karuna is the first bath.
First her compassion.
Then Taruna.
Tarunamrita.
The Manjaris are always Tarun because of bathing in her.
It's the Abhiman.
Her?
Lavamrita Dharai Tad Upari Snan.
Tad?
Tad Upari. Upari. Snan. Final. And if you say upper floor, there's nothing above it. The house stops there. Upari. It means she takes her first bath in the stream of nectarian compassion. Her middle bath in the stream of nectarian youthfulness. And her final bath in the nectar stream of elegance. We should stop there. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai.